A court in Pakistan has granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan 2 weeks' bail. He's facing multiple charges that include corruption. On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that his arrest earlier in the week was unlawful. Khan's detention sparked days of protests by his supporters. Police imposed emergency orders banning public gatherings ahead of his court appearance. Let's go live now to Islamabad. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed is there for us. Tell us more about what happened in court today.
But it's been a day of extraordinary relief for Imran Khan, where he's not just been granted bail in the case that he was remanded in custody of the National Accountability Bureau on corruption charges, but he's also been granted relief in any cases that he doesn't even know about. So there were multiple benches at the Islamabad High Court, which provided Imran Khan this reprieve from being arrested by the police or any other government body, and saying that even under the Maintenance Public Order Act, under which many of Imran Khan's party leaders have been arrested, the police cannot arrest him. It appears that Imran Khan is going to be moving from the court to his residence in Lahore, according to the latest information. But he's been waiting to get the written order before he leaves the court, as he'd said earlier that he fears that he'd be booked and sent to jail in another case. Talking to journalists right after getting bailed, he accused the country's army chief for being the biggest risk to him. He said the military is being maligned because of one man, the army chief of Pakistan, and he said that he is going to continue to come out and thank the judiciary for giving him this opportunity to go back and continue his life. Although this does not mean that his legal troubles are over, because they continue with the dozens of cases which have been mounted against Imran Khan.
And what's been the government's response to this, Osama?
Well, anger and frustration from the Pakistani government. We've heard from the Prime Minister saying that decisions like this and favoritism like this means that this is the death of justice in Pakistan. Why is one man getting such relief when an ordinary Pakistani cannot? We also saw a gathering of the political alliance called the Pakistan Democratic Movement, which is the ruling coalition in Pakistan, saying that they are now going to launch a movement, a peaceful protest movement against the judiciary for favoriting Imran Khan, for giving him all that he wants, and essentially telling the government and the local authorities that they cannot prosecute him for anything that he did. They also talked about the cases that were piled on against them during Imran Khan's tenure, and they say that court was even then giving him relief against all the corruption that allegedly he was carrying out.
Osama, many thanks indeed. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed there, live in Islamabad.